tantalizing, mysterious, mind-blowing.
Oh my God, I got lube all over my jacket.
While blokes get there in a blink of an eye, the female orgasm is an altogether more elusive thing.
My clit is literally going to fall off.
And as many as 1 in 8 of us have never been able to climax at all.
Are you happy to just go through the rest of your life and never orgasm?
I'd be fine.
Really?
I'm Ioande Biala, biologist, writer, and former Love Island contestant. And at the age of 26, I've still not managed to come.
I don't even masturbate.
Now I'm embarking on a very personal journey.
Can you see my vagina on screen?
In an attempt to enjoy my first ever orgasm.
We've got some lube.
As I probe my body.
Do you think it's a good thing to masturbate?
Oh, come on, you Andy.
And my mind.
I didn't know this.
The crazy thing is that nobody knows this.
And meet people like me, for whom sex is all foreplay and no big bang.
Such a huge thing.
Can I finally discover the secret of the female orgasm?
This is a story to tell my grandkids.
Secrets of the female orgasm. Hashtag secrets of the female orgasm.
In the middle of nowhere.
To kick off my orgasmic journey, I'm diving into unfamiliar territory.
This is something that a year ago I would have never imagined doing. Like, I've been so stuck in my ways and, like, you know, being so scared to, like, color outside the lines. And I guess to understand myself a little bit more, you kind of have to start with where it begins. Today I'm going to be looking at my vagina, and it's the first time I've ever done it.
I've since learned calling it a vagina is a bit like calling your face your throat, and the correct term is vulva. Either way, I've spent 26 years expertly avoiding looking at it.
She gets out of the car.
To make sure I don't back out, I've come to West Sussex to join a class that helps people like me get acquainted with their lady bits.
Hello.
It's run by Lacey Haynes, sex and pleasure coach.
Welcome.
Who believes that getting to know your sexual anatomy is the first step to becoming orgasmic.
Welcome to our pussy gazing workshop. We are here to look between our legs and connect with ourselves in a totally new way.
Most women who come to this class feel sexually disconnected. Others are seeking to reignite their erotic fires.
My name is Bryony, and I'm connecting more deeply to my body.
Hi, my name is Ioande, and I've actually never looked at my vagina before.
Sorry, vulva. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a virgin. I have had a couple of partners. Yes, I slept with them. No, it wasn't earth-shattering. And after all that, I still feel deeply inhibited by anything remotely sexual.
Usually in these workshops, I find that the majority of women have never looked beyond like a cursory glance at their yoni, vulva, vagina, pussy. All right, I think we need a few big breaths. Okay, so as you're stirring this energy of this part of your body, you're just like exploring the outer parts of your body. You can feel you have a pubic mound, your outer lips, give your pussy a little squeeze. Why don't you unroll your mat? You're gonna let's all gather around and we're gonna take a mirror.
The prospect of looking down there in a room full of other women is quite frankly mortifying.
That'll come.
She pulls a blanket over her legs.
You look like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect, yes, good. I mean, I'm not wearing any undies, so you can just see my pussy under there.
But if I'm to achieve a mind-blown transformation, then Lacey insists that any feelings of shame and embarrassment around my pussy have to be put aside.
Put the mirror between your legs.
Ioande and the other women all do so, some of them keeping a blanket over their legs.
If you can't see what's happening, open your legs and be really curious.
Ioande stares into the mirror, then glances up.
Keep your eyes on the mirror
Now, I'm the queen of burying my head in the sand, but even I don't know how I've spent 26 years avoiding this moment.
One woman's crouching down to look at herself. Yawandi angles the mirror slightly.
You're cracking up. You've got a funny pussy.
Later, Yawandi steps outside.
My clit looked like squashed lettuce. Does that make sense? I just felt so uncomfortable looking at it for more than a minute. I just wanted to put the mirror down. I was like trying to like look at everyone else's without like being a creep about it. Because I guess I just wanted to know if there was an issue with mine. But it was interesting.
Back at home, surrounded by boxes.
I hate moving. But it's the first time I am living by myself. All my friends, like, they make a joke out of it and say that I'm so uptight because I'm always, like, stressed and it's because I've never had an orgasm. I've thought about what it would feel like. And what I've come up with is, you know, when a horse is, like, riding into the sunset? And then all of a sudden, they feel this like urge to like go up on like their legs and they let out this like huge like roaring kind of sound. And then they just seem so relieved and liberated and they just like go off riding into sunset.
Hold your horses. Serious scientist hat on now. I've never had an orgasm. Does that mean that there could be something physically wrong with me?
Hi, come in.
As someone who spent years looking through a microscope, it's my turn to be put under examination.
I feel like I'm about to have surgery or something.
But don't worry, you're not.
I'm meeting consulting gynecologist and doctor in psychosexual medicine, Claire Bailey, for my first ever checkup.
All I'm gonna do is just very gently put a finger at the entrance of the vagina. Is that all right?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so sorry.
Just touching it, how's that?
Fine, it feels like there's a... I guess I can feel it.
No pain?
No, it just feels like there's something there.
All right. Ooh. Now what happened there?
I think I didn't relax.
Okay.
I felt some going.
But that's okay there.
A little painful.
And sex is never painful.
No.
If I give you a couple of minutes, get changed, and then we'll have a chat.
Right. When doctors say that, it actually terrifies me.
A few moments later.
Oh, so much notes.
So everything looks really normal. The anatomy of the vulva is entirely normal. You can feel things normally. Have you ever managed to have an orgasm?
No.
And have you managed to have what you would call normal sex?
I would like to think so.
Yes? It's not uncommon for women not to manage to orgasm during sex. It's less common for women to not be able to achieve an orgasm if they've tried to masturbate themselves. Have you ever tried?
No.
Has anything stopped you trying?
I grew up in Ireland, which is obviously Catholic country. My parents are Catholic and Christian. Sex was never like really spoken about in my house, and masturbation was like the biggest sin, and they would literally tell you that. Because of that, I just thought it wasn't a natural thing to do. And because of that, I just never tried it.
Moving forward, we can give a diagnosis of anorgasmia, okay, which
is
means...
Is that actually real?
Which means you're not achieving orgasms. But I'm not sure that that's necessarily fair, because you may well be able to orgasm very normally, and we just perhaps haven't tried. So the question is whether you can go away and have a try at touching yourself.
In a cab later.
She gave me homework. Haven't done homework in years. My homework was to go home and touch myself. Yay, I guess. I think I'm supposed to be excited. But I am gonna try. I really am gonna try.
I've spent 5 years studying biological sciences, but I've just learned a new word. It's believed that anorgasmia affects 10 to 15% of women. To find out if I really fall into that camp, I should get on with my homework. Trouble is, I genuinely don't know where to start.
I think the easiest thing to type in is how to, a dummy's guide to masturbation. Beginners, female masturbation, the tips for people with vaginas, that's me.
The female orgasm has often baffled scientists, so I'm excited I found a site that appeals to my inner nerd. With a research-based approach to female sexual pleasure.
So this is a website called OMG Yes.
Working with 20,000 women, they've identified 12 masturbating techniques and have literally updated the English language by giving them names.
Framing, signaling, consistency, shallowing, pairing, rocking, God fucking knows.
To help demystify female pleasure further, they've even got videos of real women demonstrating the ins and outs of it all.
Alba demonstrates the clit sandwich.
The place on my clit where I like to be touched the most is on the right outer corner.
Oh my God. Why is she naked? I did not expect that.
What can kind of even amp this up more is like putting more pressure by putting my other hand there. So it's like really diffuse.
I feel like I shouldn't be watching this.
Deep pressure.
So out of all the techniques that I watched, I am going to be trying orbiting, which is like the figure eight when you kind of go this way. So I'm going to try that, see how I get on.
She shuts herself into the bathroom.
Okay.
The black bathroom door remains shut.
It just feels tingly. Why does it feel tingly? Am I doing it right? Am I? Maybe I'm not.
A little later, she emerges.
That felt like nothing. It felt like rubbing like dry meat.
She trudges back into her bedroom and shuts her laptop.
Oh.
Secrets of the Female Orgasm. Yuandi's recording herself.
Hi guys. I've never had an orgasm, but I want to know, am I the only one? Message me, I literally want to speak to some people. It's done. I hate watching it back. It's like, I'm actually really nervous about putting it out because I don't think I've ever talked about sex ever on my Instagram. Oh my God, yeah, my mum follows me. I think I'm probably going to have to mute her.
Sex chat with mum is awkward for most. But when I was 15, my mum grounded me for a whole year because she wrongly believed I was sexually active. Having got the word out about my little secret, it doesn't take long for the messages to start pouring in.
Oh my God, so many people. Everyone's saying, yeah, you're not alone. You're not alone. Oh my God, I feel so seen, in caps. I honestly didn't know that there was going to be this many people. And I feel relieved.
I'm surprised by the number of women who sent messages of support, but more surprised at the sheer number of women who are in the same boat as me. And one of them has even agreed to meet up.
You obviously are here because you've seen my story that I put up.
This is 25-year-old Sarah. The first person I've ever met who admits they can't orgasm.
So I'm 26 now. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I was like 21 that I realised that like women could actually orgasm.
Oh my gosh.
Were you the same?
No.
Oh my God.
What? I don't know. I think I thought that it was something that you kind of had to learn to do yourself. And I think that's kind of the case now.
Like, so when you say you've never orgasmed, do you mean ever or with a partner?
ever.
So you've not, have you tried?
Kind of, but not really. Myself, no, not
why,
really.
Why haven't you tried, though?
I just don't get the urge to. I like intimacy, like I like connections. I'm a very sexual person, so I personally think I've always been sexually satisfied. And now that I'm in a long-term relationship and it still hasn't happened, I kind of came to the conclusion, oh, it's just not happening.
Are you happy to just go through the rest of your life and just never explore that route?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like I actually
have.
Yeah.
Never orgasm?
The last, like, I don't know, like, I'd be fine.
Really? I feel like you say that now because you don't know what it's like. I feel like it's easy. It's easy for people. Like,
when you don't know what you're missing.
Exactly. Unlike Sarah, I'm really curious to know what's so earth-shattering. More than 50% of the female population admit to using sex toys. So maybe that's the secret.
Do you know if you like butt stuff?
Here to help me find the right vibe is Breed Amber, empowering sex educator, podcast host, and more importantly, someone who can guide me down the rabbit hole.
They all look so scary. Do they not look scary to you?
No, that might just be the way that my brain is wired. Yours will be wired in a different way.
Yeah.
Do you know if you prefer external stimulation or internal stimulation, or are you not so sure?
I'm not so sure, but I know for a fact that I probably wouldn't be sticking that with myself.
Yeah, it's actually quite big. I've found better.
Yeah.
All right, amazing. Oh my God, it's like the try before you buy. I love this. Oh. Yeah, so instead of what we get as a normal vibration, this is kind of like a suction. For me, it is a lot.
It's a bit more.
It's a lot. I mean, amazing orgasms, but very intense. Well, I would highly recommend trying one of these or getting one today.
Okay, we'll go for this one then. Yeah?
Okay, we've come to my favourite place here.
Okay.
The wands.
Why are they so big? Like, where do you put this?
Mine goes right underneath my bed, in arm's reach, so I can just, oh yeah, cool, yeah, buzz.
It's just so impractical, do you not think, like?
You should make space for your pleasure. It's like the size of an arm. With masturbating, it's about just listening to your body and seeing what feels good for you.
It's so complicated.
It can be, which is why it's all about exploring it for yourself. As much as I can tell you, you're the only person that's going to be able to figure it out, even though we can try and give you good techniques in the process.
Yeah. There we go. Is that a good choice?
Yes.
Will I regret it? I'm shocked that I got so many.
Thank you.
I feel like it was like a real accomplishment for me. Look at me.
She twirls with her purchase.
Time to get back in the saddle.
At home, she lights a candle and looks at herself in her long mirror. She's black and slim with long, straight hair.
Okay.
She opens a drawer and takes out some sex toys.
Gonna try these two bad boys here. And we've got some lube. Bye.
She tosses three sex toys onto the bed.
Yeah. Like that happened. The reality is, I spent 2 weeks ignoring them.
They sit on the side while she moves around the bedroom in speeded up footage.
Then I rang Reed for a prep talk.
I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna enjoy myself and I don't have to orgasm, and then that will help unlock everything. Take that pressure off yourself.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
And I finally gave them a go.
Right, here we go.
I went in with the wand.
It's long with a rounded end.
My clit is literally going to fall off. It was too much for me. It was way too much for me. It hurt. Like, I remember being like, ooh, like that actually physically hurt. And then I thought, maybe I'm broken. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never really looked at that as an option. But maybe I do need to realise that maybe I'm the fucking drama.
Daytime on a university campus.
Not in a million years did I think feeling pleasure would be so hard for me. So I'm putting my faith in my favourite subject, science, to find out why.
About 1 in 3 women reports having a low sex drive. So what if my libido is the issue?
Nice to meet you.
I've been invited to the University of Essex to find out. Dr. Girl Frigar is one of the leading UK scientists on female sexual arousal. Testing how aroused I get will be PhD student Chloe Tasker.
If you'd like to go in and sit down.
Oh, okay. Inside this curious cubicle, fittingly named the arousal booth.
So, this is the eye tracker.
Scary.
It's scary.
I'm one of 350 women that Chloe's testing for her doctoral thesis by measuring eye pupil dilation and reading my vaginal pulse.
This is the probe. There is some lube over there if you need it. If you can get undressed from the waist down for me.
Yeah.
Put this in, yeah. And then call me when you're ready.
The idea is to measure how turned on I get by watching alternating porn clips of men and women masturbating. As someone who spent years pioneering life-changing vaccines, it feels good to be back in the world of scientific rigor.
Oh my God, I got lube all over my jacket.
Oh no.
God. Can you see my vagina on screen?
We can see what's basically your pulse in your vaginas.
Oh, well,
cool.
That's something.
Female sexual pleasure remains vastly understudied, but watching porn with a probe up my vagina is, believe it or not, the number one method to measure genital arousal in women.
On screen, a man is pleasuring himself.
Why does he look like he's looking directly into my soul?
When she starts seeing a sexual video, there's a reaction to it that's not necessarily sexual. This is very unusual that you don't see that much arousal.
Yolande, can you keep your eye on the screen, please?
Sorry.
Thank you.
As Yolande keeps her eyes on the screen, her responses are measured.
Not much so far.
Before we did this experiment, I would have told you, I guarantee you, she will get aroused because women always do.
She emerges from the booth.
Done.
How did you find it?
I don't think I liked any of them much.
I would agree.
Okay.
This is the start of the guy, and this is where we can see you were a little bit shocked. It was really hard to figure out where the porn clips were because we couldn't see your arousal as clearly as we would usually see it.
Maybe because I wasn't sexually attracted to them.
Possible.
It was harder for me to naturally be aroused. Probably played a factor in my really terrible graph. Yeah.
Usually women show some arousal to something, and based on that, she could be asexual, but I'm still not certain if some of that was actually more of a stress reaction.
You are a little bit of a puzzle.
Yeah, I'm starting to figure that.
I know from experience that science doesn't lie, but their conclusions are a bitter pill to swallow.
Even though the results are there, I feel like I don't necessarily agree with them in a way. I know I'm definitely not asexual.
Asexual, little or no sexual attraction to others.
Dr. Rieger spent 20 years measuring people's arousal. So to hear that I'm off the scale, it's got me questioning why.
I think I feel fear when I think about masturbation. It's like I feel the emotion there, but I don't know what I'm scared of.
Hashtag secrets of the female orgasm.
My journey to becoming more orgasmic isn't going well. So far, I've struggled to masturbate, been deemed asexual, and find myself no closer to feeling the elusive O. So let's rewind a bit.
She walks up to a door.
What exactly is the state of blissful euphoria I'm trying to achieve? Someone who might be able to tell me is Anna. Major girl crush alert. She's a mechanical engineer and an orgasm influencer. As well as going viral, she was listed on the prestigious Forbes 30 Under 30 list, where developing a sex toy that not only gets you off, but can also measure your pleasure.
Products are never made by women, and especially for products that have women in mind. And then I ended up meeting a founder of a different sex toy company. It was a guy, and I was like, how do you know what you're building works for women? And he was like, there's an industry standard where you put the vibration on your nose, and that's what a clitoris feels like.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is crazy.
We wanted to give people a tool to actually understand their orgasms and sexual pleasure better and do it through like biofeedback data. There's different things that happen, like your heart rate increases, your pupils dilate, your chemicals like oxytocin get released in your brain. But one of the best things that researchers will measure most often is your involuntary pelvic floor contractions, so how your vagina squeezes and relaxes.
Once you've done the deed, the smart vibrator links to an app which charts your orgasm.
So if you actually squeeze the little sensor parts, so you can actually see it in real time, then you pair it to your phone and you get cool graphs like this.
By analyzing the orgasm data users donated to Anna and her team, they made some wild discoveries.
We found that there's three unique patterns that happen during an orgasm, and every woman is uniquely different. For me, I'm an ocean wave, so this is actually my data.
That's so cool. Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll show you so much of my own data. The ocean wave is a really rhythmic pelvic floor function where you're squeezing and relaxing at a regular pace. And then you have one called the avalanche, where it starts much higher in force, but then goes down in force over time, but still this rhythmic pelvic floor function. And then this is the volcano type. So this is like the classic how they show it in movies, you know, like it's this, like all this regular force and then a huge explosion of force and then a quick drop down.
Okay.
So there's three unique types. And so far we've seen every woman is one type.
Pretty sure my data would be classified as a natural disaster too.
Can I show you how freaking stress makes my O data look?
But not all orgasms are created equal. And in the name of research, Anna has become her own pleasure guinea pig, testing all the things that could help or hinder her pleasure. And a big one for many of us is alcohol.
You can see like in the alcohol session versus the normal session, you see all these like crazy spikes that happen, but the orgasm itself is really weak. You can tell this is taking much longer because I was like trying to concentrate, but I was like drunk, so I couldn't really focus.
Yeah.
So one thing I know about myself is like if I drink alcohol, it's gonna affect how I feel like sexually and then like having like difficult to orgasm. And we know that data helps people feel confident about their body. And confidence is one of the biggest elements of like getting to an orgasm.
Me and Anna meant so much to me, and it clicks with me a little bit more because I have an analytical mind. It makes me feel comfortable having the conversation and helping normalize it a bit more and scientifically break it down.
Yawandi's being driven down a country road.
It's reassuring to view my lack of orgasms as a science problem rather than a me problem, but I'm still going to need a bit of help.
I never thought I'd be coming back here. I really didn't. I feel like I'm going to see like an old friend who is very sexually out there.
As well as pussy gazing, Lacey helps women overcome their sexual problems, so I'm keen to see how she can help me.
I went sex toy shopping and I got a few toys. I tried it on like different zones of my vulva. It didn't feel like how I thought it would. It wasn't enjoyable.
You know what I want you to do with your toys?
What?
I want you to throw them in the fucking garbage. There is a lot of sensation coming through when you put that level of vibration on one of the most sensitive parts of your body. It's no wonder that it was a rude awakening for you. And that doesn't make you broken. That doesn't make your pussy broken. That's just where you are at this stage in your journey.
Yeah.
This is part of an awakening process of like turning yourself on to your turn on.
After an in-depth chat, Lacey convinces me to ditch the toys and go solo.
She sets her up on a blanket with cushions in the middle of the floor.
This is a story to tell my grandkids.
Exactly.
This is definitely
when you're like
one
living,
for the books.
You're living your multi-orgasmic life.
Lacey sits with her.
Yawande, you are an orgasmic one. Is that funny?
That is hilarious.
Why?
It's funny because I don't believe it.
Can we see what your vulva has to say? Good, take a few more breaths. Maybe one hand can stay on your low belly or just rest, and the other hand can maybe start to just kind of go down the front a little bit.
Ywandi shifts under the blanket.
Take your fingers and just kind of move them around like this. And you kind of touched your inner labia and like gently stroked up towards your clitoral hood. Maybe you like do a little bit of this.
After half an hour of fruitlessly fingering, I'm done.
It just feels like touching.
Would you like to move from neutrality into pleasure?
No.
On the couch with Lacey later.
For me, it's like an emotional disconnect. And I don't know how to get past that.
So this is the kind of sex education that I'm very interested in. What is sex education that's not anatomical? What's actually happening as we touch our bodies? Where our blocks are? Is there anything else that I can offer you or anything that would be, I don't know, just really helpful right now for you?
I think it would be great to, like, it's so weird to say because it's like, it feels impossible, but it would be great to see like a simulation.
Yeah, a simulation. My very nerdy and awkward way of asking Lacey to show me how to masturbate.
So if that would be helpful, I can definitely do that for you.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, back to the floor.
We're furthering your education.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is all about you.
Watch how I interact with the whole of myself. So I've brought my hands down, and right away, like, my pussy is coming online. I feel like arousal is coming into my body. I'm not just going for my clit, which would be an easy fix. So I'm just kind of stroking along the inside. So now I'm like, moving, now I've kind of separated my inner lips, I found moisture, and now I'm like moving the moisture around.
What does it feel like for you?
It feels like pleasure. It feels like the pleasure is building.
Lacey's moving one hand rapidly over her vulva while her other hand strokes her chest.
Never in a million years would I ever think about someone actually showing me how to masturbate.
At this stage, it's not just my, you know, clit that feels good, it's the whole area. Like, there's pleasure in everything.
If I called my best friend and I was like, I'm having issues masturbating, can you show me? She'd laugh at me.
Lacey exhales, her eyes closed.
I felt honored that she felt like she could trust me in that way.
Lacey's mouth begins to tremble a little and she lifts her head off the cushion. Ywandi watches with a solemn expression.
Seeing someone being patient, staying there, it's like, oh, maybe I can do it too. Maybe.
I have that, like, just fucked energy where I feel very, like, I'm like, who are these people?
What am I doing here? With a little bit of work, could I push myself further? I don't know.
Much of my focus up until now has been flicking the bean. But orgasms during sex aren't easy either, unless you're a man who gets their rocks off 95% of the time during heterosexual sex. A concept coined the orgasm gap because us women find it much harder. But actually, women have a higher orgasm rate when they have sex, wait for it, with other women. So what's their secret? I'm off to find out. For one night only, I'm going to be a liberated woman. What's the worst that could happen? Did I mention I'm going to an exclusive members-only sex club for women? Whoever kidnapped the real you one day, you can keep her.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Thank
This is Skirt Club, where women take control of their own desire without the male gaze. I always thought I'd be the one holding the coats at a sex party, or in this case, the skirts. But ever devoted to expanding my sexual horizons, I'm here for some serious investigative work. So why are women having more orgasms with each other? Someone who's experienced the best of both worlds is Eugenie. He's conveniently left her boyfriend at home tonight.
Women understand women better. Mm. We understand each other's needs, wants and desires so much more. Orgasm, for example, it's not only like physical thing, but it starts with the trust and understanding.
Yeah.
Most women, they do what they would like to receive.
Two women kneeling together.
This is Tony. Like me, she's come from a conservative background and is on a journey of self-discovery, just a bit further down the line than me.
The woman with Tony, who's white with cropped hair, is holding the small control of a device, altering the frequency to give Tony pleasure. Tony, who's black with long braided hair, tilts her head back, her mouth open as she orgasms.
I think I must have been 13 and my mum caught me masturbating. Yeah, and it was so embarrassing, but her reaction was very much over the top.
Yeah.
I was shamed, I felt so guilty, and then after that I never ever touched myself again.
Do you think it's important to have a conversation with your family, like about sex, sexuality, masturbation, pleasure?
I definitely think it's an important conversation to have with your family, but there are generational differences. You might not always get the reaction that you want from them.
Tonight's been an eye-opener, but I didn't expect to come to a sex party and leave thinking about my relationship with my mum.
I'd love to get to a point where I'm as liberated and as free as the woman here today, but I think a massive block for me is my upbringing and religion and culture, so I think I really need to get to the root of that.
Who knew the chase and orgasm would be this hard?
Open your legs and be really curious. Give your pussy a little squeeze.
You may well be able to orgasm very normally.
The place on my clit where, like, to be touched the most.
Take orgasms off of the table.
Maybe I'm broken.
It's all feeling a bit overwhelming, and if I'm honest, unachievable. I've decided that in order to dispel some of these deep-rooted beliefs that still linger in me, there's one person I need to confront, my mum. Mum grew up in Nigeria, and when I was 3, we moved as a family to Ireland. Safe to say, we never spoke about sex, and the idea is so uncomfortable that I've booked an activity for us. Let's hope this candle-making workshop melts away the awkwardness.
I'm gonna pour in your essential oils and give it a good mix. Perfect.
You're all done. Now we just need to wait for them to set.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first conversation we ever had about sex?
Never.
Do you not think that women should be more open to exploring, like, sex, their sexuality?
I don't feel cool with it.
Really?
No.
Is that why you never talked about sex in the house then, ever?
You know, the only thing I think I can do, and I believe other parents might talk about, you know, will be like, oh, if you do this, you get pregnant. If you do that, you get pregnant and all that.
That's not sex education. That is literally fear-mongering.
What would you have me talking about then?
I don't know, maybe the good things about sex, maybe, what you should do.
Oh, come on, Yuandi.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Why?
Come on, Yuandi.
Why? Why wouldn't you?
Sex is.
Yeah.
It's something really special and something really sacred that has to be done between husband and wife.
Only.
Do
you think it's a good thing to masturbate?
I would say yes.
But then why didn't you say that to me Why do you say that to anybody?
It's a personal thing. If you didn't ask the question, yeah, but I'm never
going to walk into the kitchen or the sitting room or anywhere and be like, oh, hey, hon, do you want to talk something about masturbation?
Can I ask a question? What is the point of all this?
I think it was important for me to have a conversation with you because when I think about sex, I think about negative things. I think about just growing up being constantly told to stay away from sex.
I think at this point now, I just have to put my hands up because I never did.
Yuwandi looks tearful.
You're making me feel guilty.
I don't know. Maybe you need to sit with that girl.
Later, Yuwandi's standing outside by some railings.
I feel really drained. I think I was particularly shocked when she said, when I asked her, oh, how does she feel about masturbation? And then she said it was a good thing. And then I just thought, well, my whole entire life, I thought it was like the worst thing in the world. And it just, I think I was annoyed at myself, but also a little bit annoyed at her for not quieting down the noise in my head. But yeah, maybe that's something I need to work on. Maybe.
Yuwandi's in a gym on a bench press.
Ever since I was young, I've been motivated by the desire to succeed, intent on pleasing everyone around me. It feels puzzling that the one thing I want to do to please myself, I'm unable to achieve, and I'm running out of people to turn to.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
What's been going on?
Last time I saw Claire, she told me it was too early to give a diagnosis of anorgasmia, and she gave me homework instead.
I did try and masturbate. The goal was to have an orgasm, but I'm not there.
So what does it feel like?
Hands on my vagina.
Totally emotionless.
Yeah, just thinking about, why doesn't this feel good?
Okay, and just changing tack a little bit, you ended up on Love Island.
I know.
Which is a very sexualized programme.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that received with family?
My mum, she was fine with it, but my dad hated every single minute of it.
Was it rebellious?
Probably in a way.
How does that feel?
Great.
Liberating?
Definitely.
At that point, you were working in science?
Yeah, I was in biopharm.
So is that doing what was expected of you?
Probably, yeah.
That seemed to just jerk a bit of an emotion.
I don't know. I sometimes feel like I live two different lives. And I don't know which one to pick.
I sense it's upsetting you to have felt you've let your parents down.
Yeah.
She becomes tearful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I lived my life just doing everything that everyone wanted. So it's difficult now when I'm doing things for myself and I feel like I'm letting everyone else down. But then I'm at an age now where it's like, I've got to stand up for myself and do what I want to do. And I think that's just hard.
Can you see how these emotions can be inhibiting you from being able to be the person you want to be in a bedroom?
Yeah.
I don't think this is hopeless. You know, I think that in time, that this is something that you will achieve by yourself. And I think we just keep working on that.
Yeah.
Sitting on a bench in a park later.
She pinpointed my relationship to my family. Yeah, I just didn't expect so much emotion. Jesus.
A view across the park on a foggy day.
I've opened myself up physically, and emotionally in a bid to unlock my potential for sexual pleasure. And I've learned the most important gateway is my mind.
I don't even know why I'm getting so upset. And I worked so hard at everything. And to be able just to let myself go a little bit more, it's just so challenging. Just someone who's used to be so conservative, such a huge thing. And I'm happy I started it. And yeah, I'm happy I got through it. So, yeah.
She laughs, a tear trickling down her cheek.
3 months. Trying to get an orgasm. 3 fucking months.
The first thing I'm gonna do is throw that wand away. I fucking hate it. Might keep the other two just in case it is for me and I just didn't know how to use it properly.
Fingers crossed. And yeah. And that's the end of it. So, bye.
Horses galloping through shallows.
One kiss to the mirror, I'm looking.